Okay, so we're on Daf Tetzayin today. So page 30 is Tet Vav Amud Beis 15b. Page 30, 30, Tet Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, so Manitin, Shvua She'eni Yashen. So if a person makes a Shvua, and again, we spoke about previously Shvua, between a Shvua and a Shvua and a Neder. The Shvua is on the Gavra. The Shvua goes on the person. Neder is on the Chefza. Okay, with me, Shmuel? Shmuel, you with me? Okay. Yeah. So a person manit in shvua she'eni yashen, if a person takes shvua that is not going to sleep, so it means that it can't be open-ended. We learned already that if he takes a shvua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, he gets malchus. But let's say he took a shvua that he's not going to sleep for 1 day, or she'eni medaber, he takes a shvua he's not going to speak, or she'eni mahalik, he's not going to walk, asur. So those are all binding shvuas, and that is prohibited. Then now we shift over to nedarim, korban lo ochalacha. So it means that which I don't eat with you should be considered to be a korban. So it means that he could eat with the person is what is coming out then. Korban lo chalacha, that which is I don't eat with you is a korban. Ha korban sho chalacha, or behold, korban I will eat with you. So we take it that the Gemara learned earlier in Yud Gimel Beis, it says ha korban, it means by the life of the animal. If you remember, the Gemara said in Yud Gimel Beis, it says, my tama chaye korban kamar. It means by the life of the animal, he says, I will eat with you. That means nothing. Then lo korban lo uchalacha, or in all these are mutar. He says, lo korban lo uchalacha. He says, that which, in other words, that which I don't eat with you should not be considered to be a korban. So that would only mean that which I do eat with you would be like a korban, would be prohibited. But that's mutar because this is going like Rameyer. Rameyer holds that from a lav, you can't learn a hain. From a negative, we can't derive a positive, even assuming that's the pshat. Let's see the Ran on this. The bottom line in the Ran, the bottom line, Shmuel, okay. So when anything, korban lo chalacham, ha korban sho chalacham, korban lo chalacham mutar, yishem dechi amar, korban lo chalacham. He says, korban, I'm not going to eat with you. Yir minin d'chai korban mishtab ashari. So the first one is, of the korban, korban lo chalacha. So when he says korban, it could be by the life of the animal. He's like trying to take the chay korban mishtaba shari. The korban la bar is tabuihu. That's not a lashon of a neder or anything like that. And then on the second white line in the Ran, on the top of the left hand corner in Tezayin Ben Aleph, he says v'yamrinam the korban yehei mashlo chal mishlocha ka'am or nami shari. Or if he's saying that which I don't eat with you should be like the korban, it's also permissible. He says, lo shavi isra korban alaman shlo yuchal. He's only saying that which I don't eat with you should be like a korban, so it's nothing. Ha korban sho chalacha nami shari. If he says, ha korban sho chalacha, he says that's also permissible. The chayi korban kamar. He says, by the life of the korban. The abedinish to mishtababe, lo midi kamar. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did in the mission so far? Okay, we learned in the Mishnah that focusing on the Korban cases, so we have three Korban cases and then three Shvua cases. And the first of the Korban cases, Korban lo'ochalacha, that's not a binding neder. But the implication is Korban ochalacha, that which I would eat with you, would be a binding neder. That's the implication. Korban means it's prohibited like a Korban, prohibited like a Korban. So the Gemara says, Mani manitin. So according to whom does our Mishnah go? Rameir, he must be like Rameir. The Rabbi Yehuda lo shani lay korban lo shani lay ha korban. In other words, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, whether you say korban, ochalacha, or you say ha korban ochalacha, it means nothing. And according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say ki korban ochalacha. Then it would be a binding true. We saw this earlier. He has to say korban, but we say korban, it means nothing. So we think our working shot is that the Mishnah goes like the Tana Rameir. Ema Seifa. Let's go to the end of the Mishnah. He says, La Korban la Ochalacha Mutar. La Korban la Ochalacha. He says, that which I don't eat from with you should be, is La Korban. It's not like a Korban. La Korban la Ochalacha. In other words, we had Lo Korban la Ochalacha. That which I don't eat with you should not be like the Korban. The Gemara assumes that there's no difference between la korban with an aleph and la korban with just a lamed. That's what we think in the Havamina. So la korban lo uchalacha, so that which is not like a korban, I'm not going to eat with you, is mutar. He says, In other words, that which I don't eat with you should not be like a korban. And that means that which I would eat with you would be like a korban, but it's mutar because Rebbeir holds that michlal labi can't learn hain. Now, but the Gemara says Bahatran, but we learned in the Mishnah earlier in our Masechta, la korban lo uchalacha. If a person said la korban lo uchalacha, Rebbeir oster. Rebbeir says prohibited, and then we couldn't understand it. We asked what doesn't fit in with the shita. But Amar Biyaba nasit komer le korban yehay. In other words, la korban we spoke about could have two understandings. I mean, not a korban, or it is a korban. So Rabbi Abba says within the Shita of Rameir, it means le korban yehei. It says it should be like a korban, lefichach lo chalacha. Therefore, I'm not going to eat with you. So the bottom line is, though, that that we have a steer now. We're saying our mission goes like Rameir. The Rameir says la korban lo chalacha. Is la korban ochalacha Rebbeir oser? La korban ochalacha Rebbeir oser. So here we have la korban lo ochalacha is mutar. So that's what we think is the stira. So he says la korban yehi lepichach lo ochalacha lo kasha hadamar la korban hadamar lo la korban lo habi korban kamar. So the Gemara wants to say there is a difference between la korban and la with an aleph or lo with an aleph. La korban could be not a korban or it could be it is a korban. In other words, it's susceptible to both interpretations. So therefore, if a person says la korban, la korban lo uchalacha, if I said la korban lo uchalacha, it could be the way Rabbi Abba says, I'm not going to eat with you because everything I consider with you should be like a korban, prohibited. But if it's la korban with an aleph, means it should not be like a korban, means not prohibited, and there's no interpretation of that, then so it's either that which I eat, there was la korban, either what I would eat with you is not like a korban, and I'm okay, or la korban lo chalaka, what I don't eat with you is not like a korban, but then we would only have it with the deduction to be the other way. Let's go over again. Okay. So the bottom line is we quoted a few cases in the Mishnah and with the Nedarim ones, and we said that if we're following the Tana Reb Meir with these things. Because Reb Meir, the implication of the Mishnah is korban lo ochalacha. If a person says that which I don't eat with you should be like the korban, but the implication would be if he said korban ochalacha, that which I do with you is like a korban, would be prohibited. So we said that only Reb Meir holds that to be the case, not Reb Yehuda. So our mission is like Reb Meir. That's the first episode. So the Gemara says the mission is like Reb Meir, fine, but it doesn't work out so well with the last halacha, because last halacha is la korban la ochalacha, not a korban I won't eat with you. But so we think it's the same as la korban with just a lamed. And there we had a previous mission, la korban lo uchalacha. Rameir says it could be, it is prohibited. And Rabbi Abba explains that Rameir holds that I could interpret it as it should be like a korban, therefore I'm not going to eat with you. So the Gemara says the difference between la korban and la with an aleph. And our mission says la with an aleph, there you definitely mutar. All right, I'm sorry it's a bit difficult with this, but any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Now, the next mission, some tesayin of an aleph. Manitin Shavua lo ochalacha. If a person says Yeshua, he's not going to eat with somebody. Hashua shochalacha, or is Yeshua shochalacha? So we'll interpret it what this means, but it's going to come out that he's also taking Yeshua, that he's not going to eat with the person. And then lo shua lo ochalacha, he says that it's not a shua lo ochalacha. He says that which I don't eat with you should be covered. In other words, it's not a shua that which I don't eat with you. The implication is that which I do eat with you is a shua. So even though here we're going to be deducing from a lava hain, in this case, Rameir will say we can deduce it, and we'll see in a minute if Ron explains it that way. Let me just pause for a second and repeat again this, the show, okay? Everybody focus. I'm sorry it's so complicated here or a little confusing, but let's go over again. So shavua lo ochalacha. He says shavua lo ochalacha. He says shua is not going to eat with. Reuben says Shimon. Reuven shua lo chalacha, so it's just binding shua, I'm not going to eat with you. Next case, hashua shua chalacha. He says, it's by shua that what I would eat with you. The Gemara is going to interpret it means he's making a shua not to eat with the person. We'll see that in the Gemara. Right. All right. They're all the same. Then the third is lo shua lo chalacha. asur. In other words, it's not a shua with that which I don't eat with you, but the implication is that which I do eat with you would be covered by a shua and prohibited. I will not eat with you. All cases, I'm not eating with you. Every case in the Mishnah, I'm not eating with you, and he's saying it with a shua.
Of
your food. And well, no. It's a shua. Shua is, what does he say there? Of?
Of you.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, say again, repeat. Yeah, the last case. So last case, he says, lo shua, lo ochalaka. It's not a shua, that which I don't have with you. So that means it is a shua, what I do have with you. It's a sewer. Okay. All right, let's see a little bit of the Ron on this. One second. Okay. All right, we'll see the beginning and then we'll do the end. Okay, so the 10th hour line in the Ron. Manikin shulo kalaka, hashuisho kalaka, la shulo kalaka asur. So the Ron has a different gear set in the Mishnah. He says la shu with a lamid. Now, mishum de shulo kalaka. Okay, so the first case is I'm not going to have a meal with you. We got that. But hashvusha uchalacha hakin mashma. Lekalafim ruche lishna the chay shvua ta'amar. Can mean the chay korban, not by the life of the shvua. Lo mishtai inchi hati. So in other words, he's saying even in the second case, we'll see more in the Gemara that shvusha uchalacha means it will be covered by shua. I'm prohibited from eating with you. We'll see in the Gemara more. Now, I want you to skip down a few lines and where the first words are, v'nira ba'enai. Oh, let me go earlier. I'm sorry. He says, umanitin reb meir hi, le mithala avatash mehein. Okay. Umanitin, around midway, do you have the place, Shmuel? You do or do not? Okay. In the Ron, you see the narrow lines in the Ron? And left-hand column. Left side where Tosos normally is. Right, in the narrow lines. Near the, you see the line over the Tosos, the bracket? Over the Tosos? All right.
Yeah, it's down about 12.
Okay. Now, Umanitin, Umanitin Rabbi Meir, he lately mechalav atashmehein, apil hachi, b'shu asur. Benira ba'enai, the Hainu Tam, Mishum Dahal Maskin Besol Parashura Eidut, the Chilele Rameir Mechala Batashmehain. Rameir says, I can't deduce, a negative from a positive or a positive from a negative. Hanimila B'mamonim. That's only if it's something relates to Mama. We spoke about it, but Tanai B'nai Gada B'nai Rubain. That's where Rameir learns that you need the double stipulations. That's the source, so it's a Dibre Mamono, getting the property. Inami bistur dipe mamona, or if it's isur and there is an element of mamon involved, we spoke about it by nadarim. Sometimes, but the nadarim is also a little bit of mamon. About bistur greater itlay, if it's just isur, then he holds indeed michal lavatash mehein. With nadarim bistur dipe mamona nenu, nadarim by definition are a seer, are an isur, but they have an element of mamon. Yishum v'lo mishkachet b'hu b'lo chefza. You can't have an eder without, prohibition of an item, of a physical tangible item. He says, it's not how somebody who lacks any substance. So therefore, there's always an element of mamonos involved with nadarim, and therefore, Rameir will always hold by nadarim, you can't say mechalav tash mehein. About shuor in an ali shuor greater, but shuor by definition are just isur. Shehu chal begufo, means the person is prohibited in doing something. Became a Yisur greater than who Pil Rameir Moda, Demin Behu Mithala B'Tashmein. So even Rameir will agree that you can deduce one from the other. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara Shmuel around the 10th line where it says, Gemara, you have it? Okay, so the Gemara says, Mithal, Dehashvur Shochalacha, Lochil Namashma. So it sounds like the Gemara says that when he makes the second case, Hashvur Shochalacha, he means that I won't eat with you. That's what we think. That's what it sounds like. That's what we interpret it. Raminu, on this we pose a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Sechet Shvuot. Shvuchtaim Shein Arba. So the Gemara learns over there, there are two Shvuot which are Mepurish from the Pesukim. It says, Ishki, Levatag Lav Chai Marabi Kiv. It says, I can't remember the beginning of the Pesuk, but if a person makes a Shvuot, Ishki, Levatag Lav Chai Marabi Kiv, a person makes a Shvuot to do bad or good. Bad is like good is like eating something bad, not eating something. That's two mafurish in the psukim. He says Shane Arba. Then the Chamim through the drashas added two more. It means from the psukim I know in the past, and then the drasha is for the future. Sha'ochal v'sha'lo ochal. So I know the future of the two. He says for sha'chalti v'shlo achalti. And then that I ate. Let me see which is the term. The one that's the control. One second. Give me one second. I'll make sure I get it right. Hold it. Hold it. One second. Right. I'm sorry. The future ones, the ones from Krishna Sukkim. So in other words, Ochal below Ochal, that's written in the Torah. The Bat Tavis Tan Lo Rabbi Tiv. So he says, so back in the Gemara, he says, Ochav shlo ochal, you know, I will eat or I won't eat. That would be two. Then shachalti shlo achalti, and then the two negative in the past. He took a shua, so if he takes a full shua, he's chayav either malkot or a korban, shogeg. Okay. Now mi dekamar, and here I need the bach. So where's the bach? He says mi dekamar shachal shlo ochal, shachalti shlo achalti. So from the fact that the Tana of the Mishnah gives the four cases, I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, or I didn't eat. So from there it sounds like, if he takes a shua that he's going to eat, that means he will eat, not that he won't eat, right? You with me or not? Okay, let's go focus again. Okay, so in our Mishnah, it says, the second case in the Mishnah is, so we're saying it means I won't eat with you. So the Gemara says there's a stira between the Ar Mishnah and the Mishnah and the Masechet Shuot. Masechet Shuot says that Shuot are Shtaim Shein Arba. There are two Shuot that are written in the Furshim of Psukim and two which Chazal darshan out in different drashas, right? So the two in the future are I will eat, I won't eat. And the two in the past are I did eat or I didn't eat. Okay? Those are the four. But Ochal means I will eat, clearly from the Mishnah over there. And in our Mishnah, it's I won't eat. So that's a stira, okay? So he says, Amar Abaye. So Abaye says the word ochal is susceptible to two interpretations. He says it depends on the context. If people were, let's say people were pressing Reuven to eat something, he says I'll eat it. But to shuusha ochal, and then he says in addition shuusha ochal. So da achil mashma. That means I'm going to eat it. That means I'm going to eat it. Aval amar. Lo achil. He says, I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it. But two of them are shvusha ochal. And then he says, shvusha ochal. It means the lo achil nekamar. It means, like, did I take a shvua that I would eat it, like, rhetorically? Shvusha ochal, like, did I take a shvua that I'm going to eat it? I'm going to care. I'm taking a shvua I'm not going to eat it. Before, that's the way it's going. That's the way the Arch will explain it. So given that pshat, the Mishnah is teaching me that in a context, so even, you know, Shavua Sha'ochal can mean punk fakers, that I'm not going to eat. And that's the way the Tana of our Mishnah is using it here. Okay, that's the first answer in the Gemara. That's Abaye's answer. Now, Ravashi Amar, Sha'ochal Deshua Shi'ochal Kamar. Ravashi says, when the Mishnah says Sha'ochal, the person really said Shi'ochal. That's what he said. So we should understand the Mishnah since the person said Shi'ochal, which means that he's not going to eat. So the Gemara says, imkein pshita. So if that's the case, then it's obvious that he can't eat. What is the Tana even teaching me? My lameimra. So ma'ut teima mekam lishne hid itkale. So I might have thought, now mekam lishne, if you look on Amud Beis, where the Ran is, but turn the page, in the Ran, so on Amud Beis, so if you look around the sixth narrow line, so the Ran has Ma'akim Lishnahi, it spells it differently with an I in there, means that he corrupted his speech a little bit. Kolomar, Sheherich Ba'alef, he like pulled the Aleph a little bit longer. Benirik Omer, She'iochel, so it sounds like he's saying, I'm not going to eat. Batisa Kadaitin Haki, with Pishin Derpanid Lamar, She'iochel, El Shlomochel. So I would think like this, that people normally say, if they don't want to eat, they'll say shalom ochal. Instead, he takes a shvua she'i ochal. So I'm thinking maybe he meant that he will eat. And instead he's saying, like, he's not pronouncing his words so clearly. And he says she'i ochal. So kamash shalom, iochal means he's not going to eat. That's Ravashi's pshat. Okay? So again, so we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. The Talmud Mishnah says, Shvusha Ochalach. So either Shvusha Ochalach means that that can mean either he will eat or he won't eat, but in our context, it means he's not going to eat. And it means like rhetorically, did I take a shvua that I'm going to eat it? No, it's pokered. And that, or else he says, Shei Ochalach, I'm not going to eat with you. And I might have thought that he limits to Ochal, so Kamashalach Shei Ochal. So the Gemara says, so Kamashmalan. So Abaye Lomar Tam to Rabashi. So Abaye doesn't buy into Rabashi's pshat. In other words, Abaye was to be understood both ways. But he doesn't say Shei, the whole thing was Shei, the Lokatani Shei Ochal. The Mishnah doesn't say Shei Ochal, the Mishnah says Shei Ochal. So what do I say Shei Ochal? Ravashi, not even Tam Dabayi. Ravashi deviates from Abaye's Hezber. He doesn't buy into Abaye's Hezber that the word can mean two things, can mean either eat or not eat. Savar, Shlo Ochal, Nami Mashma, Shtei Lashono. Because he holds, according to that line of reasoning, Ravashi does, then just like Ochal can mean I'm eating, I'm not eating, so to Lo Ochal, by the same logic, can mean I'm not going to eat or I will eat. He says, for i.e., Hayyum Sarvim Bo Le'echol, if people were pressing him to eat food, the Amar Lo Achilna Lo Achilna, he says, no, I'm not eating. The Amar Nami Shvua, Bein Sha'ochal, Bein Shlo Ochal, whether he takes the Shvua that he will eat or he won't eat, Hadein Achilna Mashva. So it means the Amar, it could mean that he will eat, or the Ekel Tirusinami, I could also say, Lish the Shvua Shlo Ochal, Shvua Lo Achilna Kamar, the word that he's not going to eat. Ella Tana, so Ella Tana Paska Shochal Tachila Mashma Shochalo Ochal Mashma. So in other words, the working pshat behind Abaye's idea is that it thinks it means two things. So if that's the case, so the Mishnah Masechet Shvuot said that there's two shvuas in the future, Shochal Shochal. So according to Abaye's pshat, on the side that says lo ochal, you could also say shusha ochal, and it means the same thing. And that's what the Tana of our mission is teaching me, that sh'ochal can always lo ochal. But if that's a working pshat, then the same thing would be true by the lo ochal. Lo ochal can also mean that I will eat. So then the Tana should also teach me, just like he taught me by ochal means I won't eat, the Tana should also teach me, if this is true, that lo ochal means I will eat. And the Tana doesn't teach me that. The Tana doesn't teach that case. So he says, back in the Gemara, El Tana paskins sh'ochal dati l'mashma, sh'ochal lo ochal mashma. The Tana paskins in shvuot, eating means eating, not eating means not eating. And it doesn't make sense that there's one chiddush here in the Mishnah one way without the other way. So therefore, Ravashi doesn't hold from Abaye's pshat. Okay, let me just repeat again everything we did, and then we'll hopefully be good, okay? All right, so we learned in the Mishnah there are three shvuos that a person could take. They all come out to the same, not eating with you.
I only know that because
of the last one, it says asur. Right, because it says asur, right. Well, I mean, you might know it logically, but it says asur.
Second.
Okay. So the first is shvu lo ochalach, shvu I'm not eating with you. He says, then hashvu sh'ochalach, shvu that I am eating with you, but this is the moment we touched up, then it means like, am I making a shvu that I'm eating with you? I'm not eating with you. Okay, and then lo shvu lo ochala, or that which I don't eat with you is not subject to a shvua, implying that which I do eat with you is subject to a shvua. And even though it's mechalav etashmeh, and normally Rav Meir doesn't hold from that, but we learned in the Ran by shvuas he holds from it because it's just Isur. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So then the Gemara has a whole shach levitaria. It sounds strange that shvua she'ochalach. So we had to, how can shvua she'ochalach mean I'm not going to eat with you? So in Achinavim, so a bais pshat is that Shusha ochalach can mean I'm going to eat with you, or shusha ochalach can mean I'm not going to eat with you. And we have to judge it by the context. So if people are pressing him to eat, and he says, lo achilna, lo achilna, shusha ochalach, then he means I'm not going to eat with you. But if he says, they're pressing him, he says, I'll eat, and the shusha ochalach, that means he will eat with me. Okay? So, and then the second shot was from Ravashi. Ravashi says, the Mishnah never said shusha ochalach. The Mishnah said, so even though it's deviant, normally I would say shvu lo ochalach, he says shi ochalach, but I would have, so it seems so obvious, I'm not going to eat with you, but I would have thought maybe he's not pronouncing the word so clearly, he means shvu ochalach, and somehow it just came out e ochalach, but no, nothing on means e ochalach. All right. Then we said it, why each one doesn't hold from the other one. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. All right. So now let me just see if I have anything in the sheet, and I think it's heavily weighted to the other items. Okay, let's go further. Now,
in the last cycle, we seem to talk about Lashon B'nai Adam for these Nedarim. And I seem to remember that as a thread that went
through. The Gemara says, B'nedarim Aleich Achar Lashon B'nai Adam. In other words, when you're construing something, we construe it the way people normally speak. But the Gemara is here saying that that's the way people speak. You have to judge under the context.
Did we have that line already, or does that come later?
I haven't seen the Masechta yet. I haven't seen the Masechta yet. We had it here yet? Okay, but I'm sure it's coming up. Okay? All right. Let's keep going. Okay, 5 points from the bottom. All right, Manitin. This is the stringency of Shuot over Nadarim and the stringency of Nadarim over Shuot. So right now we think that we're talking about the last case in the Mishnah, which was, one second. I think we're going to have it. Okay. Give me 1 second. Yeah, so we think it's going to be talking about Shvuah lo ochalach, and then we had Korban lo ochalach. That's the two cases we think we're talking about. The previous two Mishnayot. So the last Mishnah said Shvuah lo ochalach, Shvuah not going to eat with you, and then that's a binding Shvuah. And the previous one said Korban lo ochalach, and that was not binding at all. So the one is going to ask on this, but it's a Chomer b'Shvuah mi Nedarim. It's a stringency over Shuot over Nadarim, the former Nadarim of Shuot, and a stringency of Nadarim of Shuot. Ketzad, Amar Konam Sukkah Shani Oseh, Ulav Shin Notel, Sun Shin Maniach. So let's say a person says Konam. Konam means it should be like a korban, prohibited to me. So in other words, the Sukkah should be prohibited to him. He says, Lulav Shin Notel, Lulav is prohibited to him. Tfilin Shani Maniach, the Tfilin is prohibited to him. The Nadarim Asur, Beshuot Mutar. So if he frames it as a Nadar, which Konam would be a Nadar, so then it's effective, and indeed, he can't, you know, dwell in that sukkah and put on the tefillin and things like that. But as a shua, it's not at all effective. So that's the chumra nedarim over shua. And then he says, because he can't take shua to transgress the... You can't make sure to override the mitzvahs in the Torah. All right,
but isn't it true that if you say a neder with a konam on the sukkah or a konam on the tefillin,
we're going to have it all there. Let's just the way 20 lines. We patient. We'll go through the whole sukkah. We'll have everything. Okay. What's up? No. Konam is just a neder. Konam is saying the thing is prohibited to me like a konam. He didn't frame everything out in the whole thing, but it means he would make a shul a little bit differently. Let me see what the rounds are on the second page. But all right, now let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says the top line on Tzaddik Beis Gemara Chomer means it's more stringent. Mechlal de Nederu Bamutar Ketanim. So the Gemara is under the impression, when the Tana says the Chomer b'Shuot b'Nedarim, that there's a stringency in Shuot over Nedarim, it's talking specifically the Shuot we were just talking about, and the Nedarim we were just talking about. So the Shuot we were just talking about, Shuot lo ochalach, Shuot I'm not going to eat with you, and that's a bani Shuot. And the Nedar we're talking about, Korban lo ochalach, and that's a complete zero. That's complete zero. That's Mutar. So Chomer m'klal de Nedar, if I say there's a stringency in it, it sounds like I have a bel and Nedar. But Mutar Ketani says Mutar. So the Gemara says, "Aseifa didach baba ketani." So the Gemara says, "No, the Tana here is referring back even earlier." So he's referring back to Shvua she'ini yashen, that he takes shvua that he's not going to sleep, and Konam she'ini yashen. We had those in the previous Mishnayot. So Shvua she'ini yashen, that was a binding shvua, and Konam she'ini yashen. So there we said. There we said that according to one pshat, we had two pshatim in that Mishnah. So either it was, remember we had the Easter and the trigger, remember the Easter and the Tanai. So either the pshat in the Mishnah was that he's under a konam today if he sleeps tomorrow, or he konam einai b'shena. He says that my eyes are prohibited in sleep today if I sleep tomorrow, or, and this is the pshat the Gemara was working with from Ravina, that it means in achinami, he said konam shani ashen, but it's only prohibited on a drabanan level. So one is a shua underai, someone's a neder on the rabbanon level. He says, "Katani as asevet the idak baba." I'm sorry, "Amuta katani asevet the idak baba katani." He says, "Shvua sheini ashein sheini b'deber sheini mahalei chasur." So he's referring back. If he takes a shvua that he's not going to sleep, he's not going to speak, he's not going to walk, he's prohibited. The chumra shvua min adarim. That's a chumra shvua over in adarim. And it was in the similar, the equivalent neder is prohibited according to Ravina on the Rabbanan level, but it's more common word by Shua than Nadarim. Now, Chomer Nadarim B'Shua.
What was the question? The Gemara started. I missed the question.
Okay, so the Gemara takes it, if I'm saying that there's a stringency, Chomer B'Shua Minadarim, the Gemara assumes I'm not talking like in the Lufterine, like in the air, that Chomer B'Shua Minadarim. I'm talking about like an actual Shua and an actual Neder. And if I look at this and I look at that, this one is more stringent than that. So the Gemara takes it, Chomer B'Shvut Minadarim, so which cases are we talking about? So we thought we're talking about the last two cases in the Mishnah. So the last two cases that were Shvut Lo Ochalach, fine, that's Bani Shua. And the Neder is Korban Lo Ochalach, and that's a zero. But then it says that means something's 100 and something's a zero. It's not one stringent than another, it's just comparing stone to nothing. So the Gemara says, no. The Tana was referring to the previous lines in the Mishnah, Shua Sheini Hashem, and then the previous Mishnah said, Konam Shani Hashem. So there, each one is prohibiting sleep. The Shua is fully in effect, and the Konam, according to Ravina, is just on the Rabban level. That's correct. Okay? Okay, so it's back in the Gemara. Now, on line 4, Chomer Darim Shem Shua Kesav Huli. So, Rav Kahana Matni Amar of Gidal Amar Rav, Rav Tavyomi Matni Amar of Gidal Amar Shmuel, Minayin Shein Shbain Lavor La Mitzvot. Where do we know that I can't take a Shua to violate a mitzvah in the Torah? Tamalomar Lo Yachel Dvaro. So it says in the beginning of Parshat Matot, Yad Lashem, O Yisham Shvua Le Sorin Yisham Shvua Lo Yachel Dvaro. He mentions in the Pasuk, Lindor Neder, and it will ishki your neder l'Hashem, and then So he mentions the Dari, he mentions Shua, and then it says lo yachel devaro. So the Gemara here is focusing on the Shua part. So the Shua and his lo yachel applies to Shua, devaro lo yachel. So his own words, he shouldn't profane. Of all mechu who look up say shemayim, if the under obligation is something like the needs of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then indeed he can let the Shua, go to be profane because the mitzvah and Torah overrides everything. Okay, that's where we are right now. One second, let me take a look. If you look at the Ram, it's in the medium wide lines. So if the Shua would cause him to be bottom of a mitzvah, to let the Shua go. That's what we think. But that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Let's be patient. Okay, now, Maishna Neder, Yechtiv, Ishkidor Neder Lashem, Lo Yechel Debro. So, the Lo Yechel Debro, it's Ishkidor Lashem, Oishabashua, Lassorin Lashalom Show, Lo Yechel Debro. So, Lo Yechel Debro follows true and it follows Neder. So the Gemara says, Maishna Neder. So why by neder do I say observe the neder, even though you're going to be mindful of the mitzvah? Because ishkidor neder la Hashem lo yechel dvaro. If he makes a neder la Hashem, the neder relates to something mit la Hashem, to a mitzvah in the Torah, lo yechel dvaro. Don't profane his words. So the Gemara says, shvu nami aktivo yishav shvua la Hashem lo yechel dvaro. Now the word la Hashem is really in the middle of the pasuk. He says, ishkidor neder la Hashem, o yishav shvua la sorin la Hashem lo yechel dvaro. So it says, you make a neder, then it says Lashem, or you'll make a shvua, lo yachel dvaro. So lo yachel goes on both, and Lashem is like sandwiched in between the neder and the shvua. So the Gemara takes it that the bitui Lashem goes on both. That's what the Gemara takes it. So he says, so Shruinami Fiba Shabashu Allah Shem Lo Yichel Debarel. The Torah doesn't say it exactly like it that way, but it's as if even if he takes a Shru Allah Shem, a Shru raised the mitzvah Lo Yichel Debarel, and in the Kanami. So what's the difference between Neder and Shru? So Amar Abaye had the Amar Hanat Sukalai had the Amar Shru Shlo Anem and a Sukkah. So Abaye says the Nafkamina is if he says Hanat Sukalai, which is Lashon of a Neder, it's on the Chefza. He says the benefit of the sukkah should be prohibited to me. So in Akinami, then he's bound by that neder, because the neder isn't like contradicting directly the mitzvah, the Torah. The mitzvah is on the person. Mitzvahs aren't persons. He's making the neder in respect to the object. He's not related to the person. So he says, the object, I should be prohibited from getting hana from this object, from the sukkah. That is binding. He says here, Hadamar shvushlo enem in a sukkah. If he takes a shvu that he's not going to get benefit from the sukkah, that's a direct negation of the mitzvah in the Torah. And that's the nafkamina between the two. In other words, with lashon shvua, it's a direct negation of the mitzvah in the Torah. So it says do A, and I'm saying I'm going to do B. But with the neder, he's just saying the object is prohibited in hana from it. So with the hana, I say nafkanami, I can't get hana from the object. That's the way the Gemara takes it. Now,
is the Gemara saying that I can get hana from a different sukkah? It depends
how we frame the neder. If he said the neder is not this sukkah, then it's only this sukkah. If he says all sukkahs, then all sukkahs he's prohibiting. Okay?
Then he's in trouble.
Yeah, we spoke about this. We'll speak about it again, but the Rashba holds that if he does all sukkahs, that he could do. We'll see in a minute. He says, so Amarava, so Rava says, what do you mean you're not going to get hana? In other words, and that negates the mitzvah. But Is the mitzvah given to get hana from? In other words, when Torah says do the mitzvah, it's not intending that you should get hana from the mitzvah. So even if you make the neder, then you're not going to get hana from the sukkah, but who cares about your hana? The mitzvah is not for the sake of hana. The mitzvah is just to do the son of Hashem. Ela marava had the amar yeshiva sukkah aloi. He says, so Rabbi says, the neder is, he says, yeshiva sukkah aloi, that the dwelling in the sukkah is prohibited to me. In other words, like the sukkah is prohibited for dwelling purposes for me. Now, one second. He says, Mike, yeah. So if you look in the Ron, two lines above where it gets wide. You still with me, Michael? Everybody with me? Okay. So the Bim Tomar, Chimar Yeshiva Sukkah Lai Mai Havi. Let's say he says that. Hadvar Shem Mashu. That's the Bar Shem Mash. There's nothing concrete there. So Yesh Lomar, the Hachab Mai Skin, go to Amar, Konam Sukkah Yeshiva Talai. So according to the Ron, what he says is Konam Sukkah Yeshiva Talai. This sukkah should be prohibited like a korban with respect to my dwelling in the sukkah. That's what he says. The object is prohibited to me with respect to dwelling in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom. Are you still with the Shmuel? Shmuel? Okay, so five. What? All right. So Amarava, Hadamar Yeshiva Sukkalai, Bahadamar Shvur Shloi Shape is sukkah. Now, so the Gemara says, is this where we learn out that I can't make a shua to, you know, transgress the mitzvot? We learn from a different pasuk, different source. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, I might have thought if a person made a shua to be mevatel the mitzvah, and he wasn't mevatel it, I might think he's chayiv in a korban. So it says that you'll take the shvua, you know, lebatei sain lahrali tiv, do good, do bad, bad, good. Mahatava rishu, just like hatava is something optional, in other words, you choose to eat or not eat, avhara rishu. So the hara also rishu, it's on nishba lebatei la mitzvah, velo bitel. If it's a mitzvah, then that's not a rishu. Shein rishu biyado, it's not optional, he's obligated to do that. So the point is, I have two sources that a shvua can't be chal on a mitzvah. Either the pasuk in the beginning of Parshat Matot, or the pasuk in Vayikra. So the Gemara says, "Chad kral mitzri mi korban." The last pasuk teaches me that he's patur from a korban. If he violates the shvua b'shogeg, he'd normally be chayv a korban. That pasuk teaches me that chayv a korban mi korban shvua. But kral mitzri min lav the shvua. The other is from lav from the malkot, and it was teaching me it's not chayv a malkot if he did it b'mezid. Okay, yeah. Let me talk about some things, and then we'll take. Okay, one second. So, okay, Yosef asked me to repeat the whole Gemara. So, all right, the basic idea we said that there's a stringency on shvuot over nedarim. And stringency of shvuot over nedarim is shvuot is chal on a mitzvah, and nedarim shvuot is not chal. The other way around, he says chomer nedarim. There's a stringency in nedarim over shvuot because a neder can be chal on a mitzvah, in essence to be mivatel the mitzvah, and shvuot can't be chal on a mitzvah. That's the yisod. So the Gemara says, where do I know this from? So the Gemara says we know it from the pasuk in the beginning of Matot. It says, that if he makes the neder la Hashem, that even though the neder is la Hashem, he says lo yachel dvaro. He can't make his words profane, so it's binding. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the same thing it says by Shvua. So the Gemara says, it depends how it's framed. In other words, a neder is not directly contradicting the mitzvah of the Torah, but the I'm darshening out this pasuk la Hashem to teach me if it's a neder and it relates to the mitzvah, it's binding. If the shvu relates to the mitzvah, so we're going to say lo yachel dvaro is a different drasha, that he shouldn't make his words profane, but if it's kafsei shemayim, he should make it profane. So why do one we darshen one way, one we darshen the other way? So the Gemara says that when it comes to shvua, it's like diametrically opposed to the mitzvah. The Torah says do A. He makes a shua, and I'm not going to do A. So that's diametrically opposed. And the shua goes on the gavra, what he's going to do and not do, which is the way the mitzvah works. But the neder is on the cheftza. He's saying, like, that this sukkah is going to be prohibited for me vis-a-vis yeshiva. So then he has a koach to do that. It doesn't, like, directly contradict, even though the ma'isa, he won't be able to sit in the sukkah, and it's chal. And then we put it as another source for it as well, and that's the Bla Rali Tiv. He said, one is to teach me that he's not chayav korban. One of these Achayev and Malchut. Okay? All right, now, let me do a little bit with this and then we'll see where we go. Now, this is from the Aladah. Now, we said, Mitzvot Lav Leharot Nitu. So it came out, and we spoke about this the other day with the Ran. If a person took the Neder, he's not going to, you know, Hanat Tashmish Chaloi, that if he said to his wife that, you know, the Hanat from your Tashmish is prohibited to me. So we said, we said it's Chal. So the one second, the tzchal, he says, Hanat Tashmish Chaloi. Right. It's Babal Yachel de Baro. So we said, isn't he Meshuba to her? Isn't he subordinate to her? So we frames it in a way not. So then the Ran asked yesterday, but isn't a mitzvah lav leihanot nitnu? So if that's the case, So then he should be able to have relations with her. So the Ran explained that even though Mitzvah Lav Leihanot Nitnu, if the Hana is like a Hana the Guf, this Hana with my body, that's a type of Hana that would still be prohibited. In other words, so like if a person makes a neder, he's not going to, you know, get a benefit from the shofar. That's not like a tangible Hana, but if a tangible, you know, the Hanan the Guf, then that is something that would be prohibited from it. Now over here we said this level, so the Ritva agrees with the opinion of the Ran above, who mitzvah Babli Hanonidu only applies if there's no physical benefit in addition to the benefit of filling a mitzvah. Consequently he comments the vower is permitted to the sukkah only on a cool day, and the sukkah does not provide him with physical benefit. So he says, however, on a hot day when the sukkah protects him from the sun, the vow is prohibited to sit in the sukkah. To me, it's like this. A person makes a neder, hanat sukkah alai. He made the neder, the hanat the sukkah is prohibited to me. So we're saying that that would be a valid neder. So, but mitzvah slavli hanat with him. So he says, but that's only where I'm getting like the physical benefit. So according to the Ritva is saying within the sheets of the Ran, so if it's a cool day, the sukkah doesn't give me benefit, so that I could sit in the sukkah. But if it's a hot day when I'm getting benefit from the sun, I can't sit in the sukkah. And then he says, according to the Rashba, the vower is permitted to sukkah even on a hot day, but there's no other sukkah available where he could eat. Okay, now the Rashash maintains the vower is permitted to eat in the sukkah even on a hot day, even according to the Ran. He says, the Rashash argues that since if not for the midst of the sukkah, he would eat in the shade of his house. In other words, so normally I would eat in the shade of my house. Now I want to eat in the sukkah. I'm getting benefit from the shade of the sukkah, but anyway, I would be normally in the shade of my house. So we don't view that as like a type of a benefit. All right, let me do a little piece from here. Now, All right, we'll take this down again. So again, in the Gemara, the person takes a neder hanat sukkah aloi. He says, and shvush lo anem a sukkah. So Rabbi says, "Vaki mitzvot lehanot itnu." So where the mitzvah is given to get hana from. So the Gemara wants to say that notwithstanding his neder, he should still be allowed to have yeshiva in that sukkah. He should still be allowed to have yeshiva in that sukkah. So the one second. Okay, so let's say he makes a neder not to get enough from a sukkah from his lulav. He nevertheless can sit in the sukkah and fill mitzvah sukkah, and he can take the lulav and fill mitzvah the arba minim, because mitzvah ladlin hadon minim. Okay, that's the basic yisod. So the Rishonim have a machloket and how to understand this. Now, the Ran, which we've been through, we'll repeat again, he holds that the kavana is that the etzem kiyum mitzvah is not defined as hana, like a physical hana. Even though a Jew is happy, you know, that he's soaked to be mekayem the mitzvah, he says he's not performing the mitzvah to be a hanat, it comes from the mitzvah of Hashem. The key of the mitzvah is not defined as hana. But if in addition to which is a physical hana from the ma'isa, he's not allowed to do it. And the Ran says, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we did this yesterday, if a person took a neder, he's not going to get enough from a spring, from a mayan, he could be tovel to the mitzvah in the winter, but not in the summer. Because in the summer, he's getting benefit from the water. It's like cooling him off. So then we would say, Mr. Lovely Hanuman. All right. Now, the Rashba, however, holds that when you fulfill a mitzvah, you also get benefit from the mindset. There's no Easter Badavar, and you can fulfill it, even though you got, in other words, according to the Rashba, you have a bigger green light to do the mitzvah, even if you're getting Hana from the guf with the whole thing. That's the way the Rashba learns. So according to the Ran, if the way the Ran is learning, if he takes this neder not to get benefit from the sukkah, so then if it's a cool day, he can sit in the sukkah. But if it's a hot day, he can't sit in the sukkah because now he's getting a benefit from the shade. But according to Rashba, he could always sit in the sukkah, even if he's getting benefit from the shade. Now, now in terms of the tefillos, the thing is the Gemara in Sefer Rosh Hashanah. If a person took a neder not to get hana from the mayan, so the Gemara said he can't be tovel there in the hot day. So the answer that the Rashba will learn that that's not a mitzvah to be tovel in the mayan. The tefillah mitzvah is just a vehicle to get to a state of tahara, and it's not a mitzvah in of itself. Now he says like this. Now to understand the Rashba, so many gedolim had difficulties with this. If a person makes a neder not to get hana from a chefza, and he will get hana, is it mutar? In other words, does the mitzvah baktel his hana? Like, the example is, let's say you make a neder, he's not going to eat a certain matzah. He makes a neder, this matzah is prohibited to me. And then a leil seder comes, and he wants to eat that matzah with mitzvah lavli hana. So would Rashba not agree that he's not allowed to eat that matzah? So in Achinami, the Rashba will agree he can't eat that matzah. So if that's the case, so see, in other words, how can he hide the idea that the matzah is like good, like nice for the palate, and it satiates him? So therefore, what's the difference between mitzvah sukkah and mitzvah matzah? Why by the mitzvah sukkah does Rashba say, I don't care what hana gets, but by the mitzvah matzah, he would say, I am concerned with what hana gets. So he quotes from Rav Shimon Shkaf, who also discusses this. And the basic idea he wants to say is the mitzvah, you know, is the hana ancillary to the mitzvah, or the hana is directly related to the mitzvah? So that's what he talks about it. He says, in other words, if I'm doing the mitzvah, like yeshiva and sukkah, and then agav orcha, I get hana from the sukkah, so there, Rosh Mishkab says, the Rashba will say that's permissible. Because in other words, you were doing the mitzvah not to get hana, it's just that it came along the way. But by the matzah, the whole essence of the mitzvah is to eat it. Eating is, by definition, hana. And therefore, it's prohibited with that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on that part?
I don't think they can do it again.
So you, 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 You know, so we saw in the Ran, right? The Ran said, "Konam yeshiva tzukalai," that in other words, like this object should. Is that what you were saying, or what were you saying? No, how did you formulate it? That's what I'm saying. So the Ran says, you say, "Konam sukkah yeshiva talai." This sukkah should be prohibited vis-a-vis my yeshiva. In other words, I'm asur in getting the hanal yeshiva from the sukkah. I'm asur to get into dwell in the sukkah. No, you're not going to say hanal. He says konam, and or you know, like with the netter, he can asur the chafza on him. So he asks on him. Okay, let me talk about the next piece, and hopefully that'll help a little bit, and then that'll be it for the evening. All right, and then maybe we'll do a story. Now let me see story. 1 second. All right, this we have. Okay, then we'll have a story about our story maybe. Okay, now we spoke about the difference between neder and shua. Okay, all right, Shmuel, are you still with me? Shmuel, yeah, I'm sorry, it's been a difficult night too with this. Let me just go aleph beis with you. Okay, so we're talking about masechet nedarim, and there's a neder and a shua. So a shua is chal on the gavra, on the person. He will eat, he won't eat, he will go, he won't go. And neder is chal on the chafza. A certain item is permissible to him or not, or prohibited to him. It would be permissible. He would make them the neder. That's the way it goes. So he has a piece over here. This is from the Morat Daf Yomi. So what causes the difference between a shua and a neder? So he quotes from Rav Aaron Bornstein and Sefer Trevor and Sefer Abnezer and explains it like this. If we look in the Torah itself, there are isurim that are an isur gavra because of malat ha'adam. In other words, a person is prohibited from eating the beilot, shkatzim, and ramasim. In other words, because the person's on an elevated level. So if he eats those things, that will like be pogame him. It will, you know, undermine his kedusha. So there, the isur, the source of the isur is the person. In other words, because the person's on a higher rukmi level, so he's not allowed to eat those items. That's an isur gavra type of thing. Then we have other mitzvahs or an isur chefza. Let's say a person is not allowed to eat truma, or Yisrael can't, or a certain korbanot that he can't eat. So there, that's because that's going to reduce the chashivus of the chefza. It was the first one was the gavra. Gavra is going to be brought down. The person is going to be brought down by eating the vessel and trafus. The second is there's an item that's a high level kedusha. Let's say he's truma, he's not a kohen, so that's going to be pogame on the truma, pogim the chafza. So the Gemara wants to say, or the Abinazer wants to say the same thing by Nedarim and by Shvuot. When a person makes a neder, so then the chafza gets a certain kashivas. In other words, the chafza, in other words, he's talking, making the chafza like the truma before. In other words, the chafza has a certain kashivas. He asks the chafza, and the Torah gives him that koach, and the melech is an isur chefza. And the shua though, he's saying he's not going to eat this item. That's he's nesar on it. So he says that when you make a neder, he can't eat from the item. The shua's neder, the chayfetz became changed to so chayfetz that he can't eat from it, and the nishba can't eat the chayfetz because he's poking himself. So he says that we can understand why, let's say he makes a neder not to put on tefillin, his neder is chal, and he can't do the mitzvah, his nishba he can't put on tefillin, is not chal. If he makes a neder to ask himself the shimush b'tefillin, he makes the like he says, so he's through that definition, now the chefza, in other words, like this pair of tefillin, or tefillin in general, became a chefza with a high level of kedusha, that it was through his dibur, so he can't use it. And so that is a koach to do. That is a koach to do. But if he's nishba, he's not going to be mishtamish with tefillin. So he didn't change anything with tefillin. He's just impacting himself. That you know now he wants to say that you know the shrew case was when you know you're eating the things like that. So he says a person can't create an Easter like that and block himself from the mitzvah. All right. Now we'll do story, and then that will be for tonight, unless there's any questions, comes to us. Okay? Wait, do you have anything? Okay. All right. Let's go on. All right. Now, here's story. Okay. So that's a certain type of neder, lahazir lahashem. First is a question, I think, whether that the question whether that's like a neder or a shvua with the nazir. That's its own, there's a whole question in the halakha whether we view that as a neder or a shvua. Let me do that case out. Okay, now what's again what? Nazir, yeah, we're gonna have Nazar and the Nazir. Okay, now over the centuries, it was the dream of every Jew to make the trip there to Israel. Often this goal could be attained only with great self-sacrifice, and many risked their lives for this privilege. There was a certain wealthy man who felt a lot of fear about making this trip. There was so much danger, and so many had set out who were robbed, killed, or had never been heard from again. Sounds like people heading some areas in the city. Now, for various reasons, there were several people who were pressuring him to make the trip regardless of the danger. The only way they tried to assuage his fears was to say, Hashem will surely help. The man had no doubts about the truth of this statement. However, in the face of the great danger, he felt that this platitude was not helpful. Besides, he enjoyed things that where he was, and he really did not wish to travel. It doesn't identify. He's a person, and he says that. So he thought long and hard of how to rid himself of this nuisance, and finally decided the best way to deal with this was to swear not to go up there at Stram. So he's going to make a shvua that he's not going to make Aliyah. And then, like in the mail, he's McQueen. So he says, however, someone mentioned to him that this may not be a binding shvua at all, since the Mishnah says in the second Dvarim, the Daf Zayin, that a shvua can't be chal, can't override a mitzvah Torah. The question was brought before the Rosh Bashi's style, who ruled, the shvua took effect. He merely said he would not go up. The mitzvah itself is not going up, but actually living land. The mitzvah is if you've been Eretz Israel. He took the shvua, he's not going to make aliyah to Eretz Israel. An oath not to live in Israel can't take effect, but an oath not to go up does. So the Rosh Bashi thought, all right, then we're going to get there. In other words, but the Ikar is, you can say like this, the simple shot is, we look to Shua to be Vatzal Mitzvah because it's directly is direct opposition to the Mitzvah. But he's not, the Shua he's taking isn't that way. The Shua is, I'm not going to make Aliyah to Israel. He didn't say I'm not going to live there, so he could do that. Now, one second. The Avni Nezer Tzitzal argued that is true only regarding standing Mashiri Mitzvah, like building a Sukkah. Since one can fulfill his Mitzvah by sending his friend Sukkah, building a sukkah is not actually a mitzvah, it just provides a means to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, no thought to build a sukkah can take effect. Let's say he takes the prison shua, I'm not going to build a sukkah, so that takes effect. However, since the only way it is ever possible for someone outside of Israel to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Israel is by going up to Israel, going up is part of the mitzvah. See, Avni Nezer wants to say it is part of the mitzvah. He says, therefore, an oath not to go up does not take effect. So it's machloket among the Achronim, whether that was an effective shua or not. Okay, I got a call right now. It's coming, everybody. On Shabbat, I don't know, probably around 3:10, but I don't know.